U.S. sugar prices have been in free fall ever since Mexico broke America's trade laws and flooded the market with subsidized sugar in 2013 and 2014. But you probably didn't notice. That's because the food companies that bought the sugar pocketed the savings as profit instead of passing them along to consumers with lower prices, says Jack Roney of the American Sugar Alliance.
Sugar actually costs less today than it did in the 1980s, but that hasn't meant cheaper candy, cakes, or cookies. For example, over the last 5 years, sugar prices have been falling, and yet the price of a candy bar has been rising by 10 cents. Put another way, shoppers are paying more at the checkout line, farmers are seeing less of each food dollar, and food manufacturers are making bigger profits.
In June, the U.S. and Mexican governments finally reached an agreement to end the subsidized sugar dump. Roney hopes that this means better prices for U.S. farmers, but warns of one potential roadblock. Food companies are now lobbying Congress to allow a flood of subsidized sugar from Brazil and Thailand, among other countries. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. For the International Sweeteners Symposium in San Diego, I'm Eric John Magnuson.